You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 186, Peter and the Church's Foundations. Today's challenge. Peter isn't the rock because Paul says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." 1 Corinthians 3:11. Today's defense. Scripture describes the church's foundation in no fewer than five ways. You can't pick one and ignore the others. Paul was not speaking of the universal church's foundation. He was referring to how he started the local church at Corinth, of which Christ is the irreplaceable foundation. One can extend this concept to the universal church, but not without taking into account other things the New Testament has to say. In 1 Peter 2:6, Isaiah 28:16 is applied to Christ. "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame." Here, the word for stone isn't Petros, the name Jesus gave to Peter, but lithos. Further, 1 Peter 2:6 says Jesus is the church's cornerstone, in Greek, akrogonios. A cornerstone is only one part of a foundation, the corner part of it. Ephesians 2:20 says the household of God is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. The prophets here are likely prophets of the New Testament age, as made clear by the other two references to them in the same epistle, Ephesians 3:5 and 4:11. Together with the apostles, they form the church's foundation in this passage, with Christ as the cornerstone. The fact that Paul wrote this passage and 1 Corinthians shows that there's no contradiction in his mind between Christ being the foundation in one sense and others being the foundation in another. In Revelation 21:14, the New Jerusalem is said to have 12 foundations with the names of the 12 apostles written on them. Note that the 12 were a select group who had followed Jesus during his ministry, Acts 1:21-26. Not even Paul and Barnabas, who were also apostles, Acts 14:14, were members of the 12. Finally, in Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We thus see that Scripture does not depict the foundation of the church in just one way, and what Jesus says to Peter must be given its due.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.